You're listening to the Circularity Capital podcast, where we explore the trends that are enabling the transition to a circular economy. You'll hear from Circularity Capital partners, company executives, and other experts as we investigate how we can leverage capital and insight to support growth and innovation in the circular economy. I'm your host, Jamie Butterworth. In this series of the Circularity Capital Insights podcast, we're going to explore why the circular economy is increasingly being seen as a powerful framework for regenerative economic growth and how investors are developing specialist strategies to drive value in this space. In the fourth of our five-part series on investing in the circular economy, I spoke to Mirel Quilemous of BNP Paribas Fortis. Let's have a listen. Hello, Mirel. Thank you very much for joining us on this episode of the podcast where we're looking at finance and the circular economy.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for this opportunity.
Great. Yeah, so if I can ask you first of all, if you could tell us a bit about BNP Paribas Fortis in terms of your focus and your investment mandate, that would be fascinating.
Okay. In fact, it's pretty easy to summarize it in one sentence because it covers what we are doing. The focus and investment mandate of BNP Paribas Fortis and private equity in particular is to support the local economy by offering the private equity solutions throughout the company's entire life cycle. So from seed to late stage financing, and this through direct investments and fund investments.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mirel. And can you just explain what the geography is in which you're specifically focusing on and what kind of businesses you would be targeting?
So for private equity, in terms of sectors, it's sector agnostic. In terms of geographies, we have to be able to demonstrate, as we are supporting the local economy, a Belgian angle. But that can be in a broad sense. So can be deal flow in Belgium, can be a network in Belgium, connections in Belgium, domicile in Belgium, Belgium deals in the pipeline and in the portfolio. So sector agnostic and the Belgian angle are important in the Fortis, in the BNP Paribas Fortis investment strategy.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Mirel. And why is BNP Paribas Fortis interested in the circular economy?
Well, so mid-2017, you must know we are active in private equity as of 2004. So before we were part of BNP Paribas, but that continued. And so at that point in time, BNP Paribas Fortis Corporate Banking engaged an ambitious plan to be a sustainable bank doing sustainable banking. This plan, based on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, is focused on four development themes, including decarbonization, smart cities, human capital, and last but not least, circular economy. Why these four development themes? Well, because they cover solutions to the main social and environmental threats of the century that everybody is well aware of, i.e. climate change, resource depletion, biodiversity loss, ocean and land pollution, job losses due to artificial intelligence and robotization, only to name the most important ones. So let's zoom in on the underlying drivers, call it the pillars of the sustainable banking plan. First of all, it's the personal experience and conviction of our CEO and of BNP Paribas Fortis that sustainability is a revolution comparable to the digital revolution. And in this context, it is the bank's role to accompany our clients like the bank has done in all the industrial revolutions before. So major challenges ahead clearly include the acceleration of issues ahead like climate change, biodiversity impact, social inclusion and poverty. But not only this, also the speed of regulatory change coming from authorities and supervisors combined with an increasing demand for transparency on the ESG performance. And in addition, there is also an increasing expectation and potential criticism from civil society, the customers and the bank staffs, etc. So therefore, there is a need to create partnerships given the size and speed of these challenges ahead. A second pillar, sustainability has gone mainstream. So just to name a few, capital markets have integrated the importance of ESG and their investment policies, and the crisis has only reinforced this. You will agree with me, Jamie, that you don't look at a company not only from the financial perspective anymore. Also, rating agencies have integrated ESG. The European Central Bank is looking into the impact of climate risk on the financial stability of the banks. And the European Banking Authorities are preparing new reporting requirements. And I can go on a bit, summarizing all the measures and all the projects that are in place. And a third pillar, BNP Paribas, wants to be named and to be perceived as a leader in sustainable finance. And why is that? Because sustainability is part of the strategy, the governance, the targets, the compensation, the products, the services of the bank, etc.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mirel. And if we look towards what that actually means in practice, what are you looking for in terms of investment opportunities around the space of the circular economy?
So upon validation of this sustainable banking plan that I have just explained, the Sustainable Business / Circular Economy Competence Center was set up for commercial, corporate, and public banking clients, those who want to make the transition towards a more sustainable economic model. Today, the center is composed of a dedicated team of about 10 engineers, scientists, and experts with expertise in bio, med, clean and green tech, renewable energies, and ICT. And this center has access to an interconnected network of companies, public organizations, startups, and universities. If you then ask for investable opportunities for the future, the sustainability revolution can form the basis, hopefully, for a more sustainable, inclusive recovery by investing in sectors that create employment while strengthening sustainability. Like, for example, make houses and buildings more energy efficient. Another one is strengthening our industries by making their supply chain less vulnerable and less dependent, investing in circular models and local production, and also by investing in innovation, like, for example, hydrogen. To become or to be a bit more product and sector specific, the Circular Economy Center could include, amongst other, like leasing solutions as a key métier in the bank, also lending activities and green bonds to fund sustainable products. And in terms of business sectors, you could say you could name agro-food, construction, mobility. In addition, opportunities could also arise from connecting the dots between corporates, innovative startups, and other corporates in order to mutualize uses of resources. Co-creation exercises with corporate clients could also be an opportunity in order to define a comprehensive value proposition. So to conclude, BNP Paribas Fortis, BNP Paribas, is looking for companies that clearly embrace the circular economy. Because, first of all, we are convinced they will be part of our best clients in the future, thanks to the sustainability of their business model. And also, but importantly, because together we commit to a better society.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mirel. That's great. Mirel, why do you choose private equity as the vehicle to deploy capital in the circular economy?
Interesting question. Why do investors through a private equity fund and not directly is in fact driven by the specific expertise needed in each development team, as I explained at the beginning of our discussion. So smart cities, human capital, circular economy. So it's the clear benefit, specifically in this area, of teaming up with specialists in each domain, diversification reasons, etc., is the main reason why we do it through a private equity fund.
Understood. And what are you looking for in those funds that you seek to invest in?
Well, in general, and how our process is organized, it all starts with a screening, who is active in the market, what are the funds that are active in a specific domain, in a specific sector, in a specific geography. So then it's followed by, upon acceptance, by an extensive due diligence that we do in-house. So that's qualitative, that's quantitative. Qualitative, so we do a thorough screening of the team, of their network, of the advisors that are active or that are around the fund, the strategy itself, what is the pipeline looking like, deal flow, how do they monitoring the portfolio companies, also confirmed by reference checks of the different parties involved with, for example, here with circularity. Governance is also an important theme that we due diligence. And then quantitatively, track record, will they be able to generate superior returns going forward? And what have they been doing in the past? How is the track record looking like? So that's a bit the process in general. And then specifically for the sustainable banking business plan, there we will look also for what is the added value for this competence center. And so clearly the purpose is to develop a win-win relationship where it's meant to obtain market intelligence, connect with experts in the field, also connect with companies, corporates that are clients of the bank, and position ourselves as an active player in that domain. So there is a layer on top of it, especially with the funds that are linked to this sustainable banking business model.
Thank you, Mireille. So Mireille, thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us and provide your input into this session on finance and the circular economy.
It was with great pleasure and wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Jamie Butterworth. As always, you can find more information at circularitycapital.com or get in touch with us at info@circularitycapital.com. For more information on BNP Paribas Fortis, head to bnpparibasfortis.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.